Hey, this is Ryan Vogelsong. You're listening to Giants Warm Up with Marty Laurie and Patrick Connor right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Did he say my name correctly, Pat? I don't know.
It sounded like he did, Marty.
I'm not so sure. I got to talk to him. He said Laurie or something. I don't know. All right. It's a gorgeous day for baseball out here at the Public House. It is a little bit overcast. The drizzle has stopped. The fans are going in to get their one of 40,000 bobbleheads. And Bruce Jenkins joins us from the San Francisco Chronicle. How are you today?
Very well. Very
Bruce.
Well. Beautiful day at the ball.
Yeah. Heck yeah. It's open, ain't it?
And it's probably be sunny by 1 o'clock.
Sure.
Yeah. How did you like the ceremony yesterday? What did you think?
I thought it was very tasteful and not too over the top. I was kind of looking at it through the Cardinals' eyes, really, after 2 years ago. They were a little put off. They're out there in that first baseline forever, and I know La Russa had steam coming out of his ears. But at the same time, Matheny said it's not for us, it's for them. And, everybody came out of center field, which was cool. It was a big old cornfield out there, I guess. They all came out of that cornfield. And, the flag raising was very tasteful as well, so I thought it was great.
Yeah, the Cardinals went back in their clubhouse. They were with Harvey Hodgerny yesterday and everyone else in the clubhouse.
Well, they'd been out on the line for almost 15 minutes, so I can understand. It looked like here comes a boat, flag's not even on land yet, so I can see where they would do a little retreat.
Bruce, as the season starts, it's only four games, but I think it's been a kind of an interesting first week.
I think
just in the whole division and the way the Giants have played. Just for four games, I feel like it's almost 40 games the way we're analyzing it already.
Yeah, it's very revealing about the Giants, really, in all the best ways. I mean, the pitching's been fantastic. I'm sure the talk show callers are already complaining about the hitting.
Oh, come on, I got someone who wanted to bench Scudero today.
Yeah, there you go. it's never enough, but they play great ball. They play just enough good ball to win. They're going to hit. They're going to hit some home runs. The bullpen looks good. Romo looks very, very sharp. And, at this point, you're thinking maybe he can do this every day if he's just going to get 10, 15, 20 pitches out of him. So I think it's all good.
2-3-4-team race. So we see Colorado come in on Monday. When they hit, it changes the dynamic until Lewicki's hitting, Fowler's hitting, Kadire's hitting, Gonzalez is hitting, Rosario. Remember we saw that catcher, Bruce? The guy hits the home runs, Rosario. I'm anxious to see Colorado. So how do you see the division just in the first week? Did you learn anything?
Well, I think watching Colorado was pretty instructive because they kind of were ruled out by everybody. But Tulowitzki's back with a vengeance. He's drilling the ball every night. And, Walt Weiss, the guys are really behind him there. He's been with the organization for years. His only experience is as a high school coach, but he comes in to manage the Rockies. But they're doing well. I don't think their pitching's going to hold up on the real side, but they're dangerous, and that makes them a threat. And Arizona off quick without, they were really depending on this kid, Adam Eaton, to lead off and play center field. He sounds like a real spark plug. He's out for a while, but they haven't missed a beat. So, and, of course, the Dodgers. Greinke looked very good last night.
Hated Dodgers. What do you say about that?
Yeah, I didn't see the whole game. The highlights I saw of Greinke, he didn't look that impressive. His fastball looked kind of straight to me. I think they missed some pitches there, but the numbers are no runs. So if he's going to be that good, then they're going to be very tough.
A lot of sentiment around, I shouldn't say sentiment, but the issue has been raised. Now, we've had four interleague games already.
Yep.
The Reds took two or three from the Angels, and they were pretty well-played games, extra inning games and one-run games. And Kansas City just walloped Philadelphia. Say, boy, Philly, this is not the year, I'm telling you, for the Phillies.
No.
But interleague every day, are you reacting at all to it?
I thought Angels Reds was kind of cool. That didn't bother me so much. But it's going to get old. You're going to get matchups like KC, Philadelphia. Then you're going to get used to it. But then in September, it's going to be really alarming.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have series out of nowhere like, what? What happened to the pennant race? You're playing who?
Sure. Yeah.
Every single series, it change up and you get another interleague one. And I think the Tigers play an interleague in the very last series?
That would be shameful.
I mean, it's crazy. That in September is going to be maddening.
Wow.
Well, baseball's the only sport that had adhered to keeping the different conferences or divisions or whatever kind of segregated for the most part of the season. So I think probably Rob Nyer said it earlier, Marty, that we'll get used to it just like putting on new leather shoes, I suppose, huh?
They should have gone to 32 teams. Make it even.
Yeah.
Divide up the divisions instead of this is nonsense.
Well, it is. I mean, it is nonsense. Yeah. And if it leads to all DH in both leagues, I may jump off the pier.
This is nonsense.
Okay.
I believe it's ridiculous to have to make this crazy schedule up. just because they want to have an odd number team and have the same number team in each league.
There's going to be yelling and screaming in September, I'll guarantee you that.
Okay, put 16 in each league and just divide it up. Yeah. Wait, is that so hard to do?
Well, it'd be hard to find. I'd like to get rid of both Florida teams. I'd like to shrink it. I'd take it down to 24,
all right,
maybe.
Hey, look, no. Leonard Coppett said that years ago.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of a few teams and shrink it back down. But, of course, that's money,
that
Players Association.
Happened, yeah.
By the way, Bruce, Pat, we have a new segment with Bruce. We have a name for it now.
Oh, awesome.
When Bruce joins us, it's time now to look through the window of baseball.
I thought it was going to be old as the hills.
No, the window baseball with Bruce Jenkins, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truitt and White, the professional builder's choice.
Big
what
time.
Thing.
And deserve it. They're going to get their money's worth.
Well, I like the window of baseball. I like looking through, you know, to see it. I think you do it really well.
Well, it's fun. Yeah, you guys always make it that way.
All right, Posey today. Big day for him. I know they compare him to, as we like to talk, Campanella, Yogi Berra, you know, the catcher getting the MVPs and all that. This is a big MVP for Buster Posey when you step back and look at it.
It really is, especially when you look at all that he's done in such a short time. And it really does make you think back on guys like Johnny Bench and Thurman Munson and Carlton Fisk, guys who could really hit, could really catch, and could really lead a team. And this guy's got two World Series under his belt, and the year they didn't make it, he was hurt, you know. So, I mean, there's an awful lot to be learned from him. He's such a perfect face of the franchise. Yep. He really is. And to have that guy be your catcher, it's a gold mine. You know, Rob Neyer mentioned that catcher's age and by his early 30s, who knows? But that's a long way off. We've got a lot of time to enjoy this guy.
Yeah. You got to see the A's a little bit. Pat, I don't know, did you see any of the
A's? Yeah, I watched quite a few innings, yeah.
What was your take on the A's? Because there are four interleague games.
Yeah, well, they're playing Houston, which might be like playing the Richmond Spiders or whatever.
But
you know what? They're still jacking the long ball, and they're still pitching great.
Yeah.
And they're still having a lot of fun, you know, and those are the elements that carried them last year. They got the good manager. The Cologne started really interesting, but they're hitting the long ball again, which is, you figured, is that really going to happen again? But who knows? It might.
Yeah. Cespedes, he is I'm stating the obvious here, but he is a star that is just skyrocketing.
Man, he really is. I mean, they said maybe the curveball, the big league curveball, and off-speed pitches would baffle this guy. He's just yanking those pitches now routinely.
Yeah, and I mean, he is a feast of famine hitter at this point, or at least a couple games against the Mariners. But I wouldn't want to go up. I wouldn't want to deal with facing him four times a night, huh?
Oh, no. I mean, you figure one of those times he's going to hit one out. He hit a ball out the other night that got there in about 1 second to the wall. I mean, what a specimen he is.
He is the Cuban Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
Because he owns Lincecum.
And wouldn't the Giants love to have a guy like that? Boy, that would
just
really
one.
Make, yeah, that
Isn't
would really
that funny?
Make it. Yeah.
But just one.
It's like the Giants are just built perfectly for this yard. I know they used to, in the steroid era, they were trying to bang it out of here, and they had great success with the baddest hitter of them all.
And Aurelian Kent, and they actually did hit
I think more than any other franchise, they are built perfectly to their yard. I mean, that's the way it seems to me.
They really are. But if you did get a right-handed Deadpool hitter who would not be phased by that wall, who could hit 25, 30 homers, man, what a luxury that would be. That's probably going to happen through the draft if they ever focus that way.
I know, we have Andy Skiles on tomorrow, Pat, the manager of San Jose.
That's right.
And there's Mac Williamson.
Yeah, I've heard about
him.
Do
you know anything? I don't know anything
about
him.
Well, Andy Baggerly's been on his, Andy's always on top of the minor leagues, and he's been touting him as a future outfielder for the Giants with a lot of power, went 3-for-5 the first night, including a homer. I haven't seen him play, so he's kind of a mystery, but I like the name, Mac Williamson. That sounds good. He's a third-round pick out of Wake Forest.
Yeah.
And who knows? He might be one of those guys who could play up
here. Well, they have to have someone break through. You know, that's the story of baseball. You know, to win a pennant or have an organization, somebody shoots up and you don't know him.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it were a power hitter and not a pitcher.
Exactly. All right. Well, I thought it was a good first four games. Any take on the Cardinals? I mean, Beltran looks like he can't move.
Yeah, he's got a bad foot. I mean, he was almost walking down the line, which is a horrible thing to see this early. He reminded me of when he was here. He had no presence whatsoever, you know.
Yeah.
You always think the Cardinals are going to be all right just because the Cardinals are always good.
Sure.
You know, and you see Molina drop a little bunt in front of him. That wasn't even real.
How about Zito's hitting? Just his overall game. I mean, he drops one down the left field line. He'd sacrifice. It's like something has happened. It's like someone put a magic wand over this guy and said, okay, now everything's all right.
And you know how everybody, all the DH fans say that they hate to see pitchers hit? I like to see pitchers hit, and I love watching Zito hit. He'll never put a ball down the right field line in his life.
Never.
And yet he still gets things done. He got a hit off Verlander in the World Series.
Sure.
He's a great punter.
How about the bunt?
Yeah.
Against
he's
the Cardinals.
Very good punter.
How about the bunt against the Cardinals? How about that?
Am I over-romanticizing Zito? But, I mean, can young guys, when they go through a slump or a down period, look to Barry Zito and say, you stick with it and look what can you can turn it around?
I've never seen a case so striking in that regard.
That career arc is
I mean,
so
he was
unique.
So done here with so much time left on the deal. He was just a dead man, and he was scorned and reviled, and he had no chance. I mean, can you get rid of him somehow? And look at him now. It's astounding. And for young players, not just the resilience, but a pitcher who doesn't have a lot of heat, you can think your way through a big league lineup if you really have it upstairs.
All right, I'm going to do this little spot here, but I want you to stay because I want to comment on a couple of players. Pat, you too.
Okay.
It's who's hot and who's not, okay? Sponsored by Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems. For a local dealer, visit Bryant.com. Bryant, whatever it takes. That's like Bryant Street here where the Hall of Justice was.
Ron Bryant.
Ron Bryant. So you think baseball, I think criminal law. And by Napa Auto Parts. Head to Napa Auto Parts today and score a full synthetic oil change for $19.99. All right. Who's hot? Chris Davis.
Oh,
of the Orioles. He's hit a home run in four straight games. Yep. I think it goes back to Mays or something to find that, to open the season.
Yep.
16 RBIs.
Yeah, Deadpool hitter who decided this year he's going to wait a little bit longer, try and go the other way. I think he hit a slam the other way.
Right.
And he just looks like a genius up there. He's a big guy with a beautiful swing. I mean, where are the Orioles? With him and Wieters and Machado and...
Yeah, and Adam Jones.
Something.
Yeah.
They may win that division. Everyone's talking about Toronto.
Right. Yeah.
Look at the Orioles. You cannot lose sight of them.
Buck Showalter deserves a little tip of the cap,
doesn't
he?
Yes, he does.
And they're very young and on the rise, and they got Dylan Bundy coming up, and they're going to be really worth watching. Yeah.
All right, who's not hot? And I'm going to call the Miami Marlins not hot. The Astros, we know, they're in the freezer.
Yeah.
But, boy, the Marlins, last year at this time, the hope and the new stadium and everything, and this year it's Alex Sanabria.
Today's attendance, 19. You know, I mean,
that's generous.
Oh God,
yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton's got to get out of there. I mean, they might as well clean it up so they just have nothing at all. I was amazed. The new stadium to me was never going to work. Even if they don't have the fire sale, it was never going to work.
Yeah,
maybe
boy.
1 year it was going to work.
Yeah,
down there.
I think they need new ownership.
Who's the bigger bozo as far as the Astros owner who says the fans, if they want a better team, to write him a check, which they essentially do every day.
Yeah,
or the owner of the Marlins, who's a bigger bozo?
That's big time bozo-dom.
Right. The Marlin guy is because he got the city to pay for it and the state to pay for the whole
and he's
thing.
Suing his own season ticket holders, the ones that are left.
It's a
amazing.
Scam. They're running a scam and the fans are not fooled.
No, my son Evan's going down there to see the Phillies play. He's a Philly fan against the Marlins next week. He says, Dad, do you think I can get tickets? I said, don't worry.
A whole section will be available.
I don't think I have to call Tommy Hutton for this one. I think you'll be able to get it done.
And sadly, even the Phillies aren't a good show, at least right now when he's down there.
I know. Yeah. Don't say that. He's very sensitive about that. Right? All right,
Revere.
Bruce, thank you. So we'll see you tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you coming
out
tomorrow?
Probably by phone tomorrow.
Fine tomorrow. Okay, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks
looking
later,
through the window of baseball.
Did you label that, Marty? Is that your idea?
Yeah, it sort of was. It looked through the window of baseball. Mark Pearsall of Truett & White really came up with it, but I gave him the impetus. I said, looking through something.
Okay.
I also do windows. Probably handy on a day like this.
All right.
Very good.
Hey,
thanks,
don't forget our next segment, Pat, is our cash call of the game. So start thinking about what it was yesterday, and $100.
So we got to get people calling in, right?
See if they can. Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm going to do it in the next break, but get ready in
get
the
ready.
next segment. Cash call, mortgage.
Good.
And that's $100. So good luck.
Boom.
All right. More coming up on the Sports Leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.